last night as I sat in me satin divan, Mrs. Fogarty called upon me. She said, Mr. Cahill, I am hunting the man to go with me to Flanagan's tea. We went to the house and I touched at the door where the table for tay had been laid. She said, Mr. Cahill, just try one of those. They're the biscuits Miss Flanagan made. Just break one in two, says Maloney to me. Slap on the butter for life. And I tried to be faithful as faithful than blee when the fire flew out of me knife. Just then Gallagher broke out a couple of teeth and he swore that he was afraid, for he needed a wedge, an axe and a sledge for the biscuits Miss Flanagan made. I handed one crusty to a healthy young chap by the name of John Peter McGraw. He brought his teeth down with a vigorous snap and the splinters flew out of his jaw. Well, out of his system did render me bower, I was told by young Hector McCabe, that Lena O'Brien had broken her spine on the biscuits Miss Flanagan made. Stuck a few in me pocket and I headed for home, and I do not know whether or how, but they broke a round hole in the customs house door and they murdered old Milligan's cow. When I to the justice did tell me sad tale, he said, sir, for this mischief you've made, I think for the best we'd better arrest the biscuits Miss Flanagan made. My head was quite sore and my heart full of pain when the news came around the next day that the contractor's cart stood at Flanagan's door while hauling them biscuits away. Now if I go to Russia, to Germany or Spain, where rovers of war have been saved, I'll bet you the treats, they're paving all the streets with the biscuits Miss Flanagan made. You can say what you will, them biscuits was tender and flaky, and boys, when I think of them still, sure it makes me all trembly and shaky. For boys, they were put out to kill, for my life I am sadly afraid, since I swallowed them horrible nuggets of lead, them biscuits Miss Flanagan made.